This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know we got a lot to cover. The human body is, I guess, colder than it used to be, which means we got to teach medical students now what the normal temperature is. It's all off a degree. Yeah, we're getting more cold-blooded. We got in the UK, pharmacists about to be deputized to start diagnosing more, where they could actually be your medical provider. I'm a big fan of pharmacists. We have Ken Thompson from SportsX Radio to come and talk playoffs because we've got a lot of football this weekend. He'll also kind of give us the latest on what we think is going on with Tom Brady, and which I'm very interested about because I love Tom Brady. So we got a busy show today, but I have to take the first segment to tell everybody to stop it with the lawsuits and when it comes to the opioid crisis. This has gone on too far, too long, and it's stupid. Right, what's going on right now? And we talked about this before, where the pharmaceutical companies were sued for millions, maybe if not billions of dollars for the opioid crisis. In my neck of the woods, we had about 400 or 500 people die each year of the opioid crisis. That's 400 or 500 too many deaths. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. But how much to blame is a pharmaceutical company if somebody, let's say, is overdosing on heroin? And within that lawsuit of the pharmaceutical companies, they were saying doctors were, when the states were suing the pharmaceutical companies, they said that the doctors were duped. And the pharmaceutical companies duped the doctors. And we talked about this. Once I saw that argument, I knew the lawsuits were going to come. Because somebody could say, well, you're a doctor, you shouldn't have been duped. None of us were duped. Okay, we weren't duped. If you needed pain medication and we couldn't give you anti-inflammatories because it would fry the kidneys, and we were getting sued. In fact, people were discussing criminal charges against doctors not managing your pain for being so cruel. We're going to give you something for your pain. Okay? Well, in the courts, they're a little reluctant to start going after the doctors. So they're now going after the pharmacies. So in Ohio, CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, Rite Aid, HBC, and Discount Drug are being sued for the opioid crisis. And they said, well, you filled the doctor's prescriptions. See, so if I was a lawyer, I'm like, okay, we got the doctors here. Now, when is somebody going after them? Okay, and I'm a doctor, and I'm like, okay, no way. You are not going to start coming after us for opioid prescriptions. Especially people like me that only gave a few, never gave a refill. What the hell? So the pharmacies are like, okay, whoa. You're suing us for filling a prescription that we were told to do. And, I mean, I agree with the pharmacies on this one. I mean, doctors and pharmacists have been amigos this whole time. We've been comrades. Okay, we love pharmacists. Pharmacists save our asses all the time. Like, Dr. Smith, this person's allergic to cephalosporins, and you kind of gave him Ceftonir. Are you sure you want to do that? Or, you know, this person has a creatinine clearance of this. Do you want to do a renal dosing? Pharmacists have doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs backs. However, when we have a sinking ship, that's when everybody starts to claw to the top. And so we are now being told that within these lawsuits going on in Ohio, the pharmaceutical companies are like, why are you going after us? The doctors are the ones who wrote the medications. And so now it's going to start a rift between the doctors and the pharmacists. And honestly, if I wrote a prescription, and that happened once, I wrote a prescription and a pharmacist didn't do it. It was a prescription for a diabetic medication. And this person was having renal insufficiency, started to lower their creatinine clearance, which kind of is a marker of a person's kidneys. And I wanted to cut back their glucophage or metformin. And so I moved them over to another diabetic medication. And the pharmacist took it upon themselves. This is the one pharmacist I ever had an issue with. Every other pharmacist is fine. Took it upon themselves, to my unbeknownst, or whatever, to me not known, told the patient, no. Why is she writing this medicine? It's expensive. The medicine you're on is good. Just double it. Don't be doubling the glucophage if the person has renal issues. Patient comes in a month or two later. Kidneys are worse. I'm like, what the hell is this? I thought this medicine was going to protect you. Oh, I never filled the medicine. Why not? Well, the pharmacist told me not to. The pharmacist told me to double up on what I was taking. What? I called that pharmacist up. They go, oh, it wasn't me. I go, they said it was this name. It wasn't me. It must have been somebody else. Oh, they were shaking in their boots. I'm like, what the hell is this? So the average pharmacist, with the exception of that one, and he apologized, and we got her kidneys back up. We got her on the right medication. Everything was fine. But most pharmacists stay in their lane. Most doctors within their, you know, specialty should stay in their lane. That's just kind of what we do, and we get along, and we get along great. But now with the lawsuit argument going towards, wait a second, we were given a prescription. We filled the prescription. What the hell were we, what, we're supposed to tell the doctor, no, we're not going to fill it? You know, I think they're trying to use that whole Nazi, you know, orders. Well, you followed orders and you weren't supposed to follow orders. No, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't, shall we say, apply so much to Walgreens or CVS or Walmart. If a person is in pain and they have a prescription for 30 pills or 90 pills or whatever the doctor gave, you know, how many times is the pharmacist supposed to question the doctor? So which means, who's going to be next? The doctors. Now, they're going to come after doctors. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, we don't really care. You know, it's, you know, doctors make enough money. No. You don't understand. If the pharmaceutical companies go after the doctors, what do you think is going to happen to you guys? First, if a doctor gets sued, a lot of times they close up shop. They're like, we're done. I don't need the stress. I'm not making enough money as it is. And the next thing is, you thought you weren't getting pain medicines now without certain restrictions. Most doctors are going to be done. The second we hear the doctors are getting sued for writing prescriptions for narcotics, they're done, which means you're not going to be able to get any pain medication. So if you don't like what's happening, you better start saying something, because this is BS. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we talk a lot of sports on this show because I love football. And we got divisional battles this weekend between the 49ers and the Vikings, the Ravens and the Titans, the Chiefs and the Texans, and of course, the Packers and the Seahawks. Yes, my Cowboys are not in the playoffs again. But that might change if Tom Brady comes over to the Cowboys. So we got a lot to talk about. Joining us right now is Ken Thompson, good friend of mine, host of Sports X Radio at KDWN Las Vegas. Ken, how you doing?
How are you on this Friday? I'm looking forward to a great weekend of football. And, of course, Monday night, we've got the national championship with LSU taking on Clemson, which will be a battle as well. But always great, you know, getting in touch with somebody that I respect on the radio. I just want to tell you, big fan for a long time. There have been many nights that, you know, I've been up late and Doc Dolly, man, getting me through and just listening the way you talk to people about health and different issues that a lot of people don't want to confront. You make people feel so comfortable. So hats off to you for doing such a great job on your show.
Ken, you rock. You rock. Likewise, man, the excitement you instill. I mean, I you know, and I am going to get into college football. I am. I know. I've been listening to you for a while. I love college football. I just haven't had a time because I'm just so, I mean, you know, once NFL is done, I just kind of get a breather and then I start basketball. But okay, so talk to us. What's going to happen this weekend?
You know, there's a lot of great games and a lot of intriguing games as far as San Francisco, Minnesota. You look at that. I actually was one of the people that said Minnesota could go into New Orleans and win because they have a good pass rush. And mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook is healthy, the running back, which he is. And when you get Thielen and Diggs together and you've got Rudolph, if Cousins doesn't screw the game up, they've got a mm-hmm. chance to beat anybody. And that includes San Francisco. So San Fran better play their A game. San Fran's got that great pass rush. Nick Bosa's been a stud and a half. Garoppolo's been protected. And I think they have something that none of the other seven teams have in the playoffs, and that's three solid running backs. You've got mm-hmm. Breida, you've got Mostert, and you've got Tevin Coleman, who actually, when he left the Falcons, you see how weak Atlanta's run game got. Freeman yes. by himself, not going to get it done. You need at least two good running backs, and that's why your Cowboys, you know, they have Zeke, but they don't have that second nope. component. You mm-hmm. see Kamara this year, he missed Mark Ingram big time, and now the Ravens are the beneficiary of having Ingram. But I think Minnesota can go in there and give San Francisco a game. If San Francisco not playing their A game, they could get beat despite the game being outdoors. Minnesota not intimidated and a team playing with house money. So I'm looking at that game. That'll start things off on Saturday. And then you get rolling with the Baltimore Ravens. And what can you say about Lamar Jackson?
Oh, whoa.
I have a buddy, Joe Lisi, came on the show a couple years ago during the draft, and he said, KT, trust me, this mm-hmm. guy is the best quarterback. And I said, well, he's great at Louisville, he's great at college, but can he throw the football? And last year in the playoffs against the Chargers, he showed in the first half he could not throw the football under pressure. He did a decent job in the second half, but that game was already over. You got to respect a guy that works on his craft. He's been throwing the ball well, and we know he runs better even than Michael Vick back in his heyday. So that's why Baltimore is the team to beat. But hats off to Tennessee and what Tannehill's done, and mm-hmm. Derrick Henry's been a stud out of the backfield. And they are dangerous. They can control the game, and if Baltimore makes mistakes, turns it over, there's no doubt that Tennessee can hang in that game. Then you get to Sunday. Sunday's going to be interesting because Kansas City, to me, is the team to beat. I really
yes.
think this team
yeah.
receiving core is the fastest in the league. There's nobody better. When we thought Tyreek Hill might have problems off the field as far as maybe not getting on the field this year because of the problems he had, mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. go and they grab Mecole Hardman out of Georgia. So you have speed there. You have Sammy Watkins. You got Kelsey, one of the best tight ends.
Yes.
And you've got Mahomes, who makes plays. And KC's defense has stood up. So I think they take out Houston and Deshaun Watson rather handily, who, by the way, got very fortunate on some blown calls for Buffalo in that second
right.
half. Buffalo should have never got called on that blindside block. That was a terrible call. And if they don't call that, Doc, you've got Hauschka setting up for a 54-yard game-winning field goal for the Bills. I thought they got jobbed. And then, of course, my wife being from Wisconsin, mm-hmm. I've got to root for the Pack. But they've been suspect. There's no doubt they've been
yeah.
suspect all year, but they are at home. Russell Wilson, 8-1 on the road straight up this year.
Right.
So
right.
that's going to be an interesting game.
Warriors,
I think
yep.
that'll probably be the closest. Yep. So that's where I am as far as those four games. I think they all, you know, there's no doubt that all the teams can upset the favorites. Houston's really got to play their A game, and J.J. Watt, got to love that guy, but he's going to have to really create havoc in the backfield, and they're going to have to get some turnovers in order to take out Kansas City and, you know, Tennessee, too. They're going to have to play a perfect game to beat Baltimore.
Amen, amen. We're talking to Ken Thompson, host of Sports 6 Radio at KDWN, Las Vegas. Now, Tom Brady, people were talking, well, is he going to retire? And I got to tell you, man, he looked a little frustrated early on in the season, and I could just see him in his head saying, I wouldn't have doubted even in his mindset, okay, I'm done with this. But he loves the game too much, and now there's talk that he might leave the Patriots. What do you think? Is that just rumors? What?
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, if he finishes his career up, if he wants to play another year, even two, if he's good enough, then he'll stay in New England as far as I'm concerned. There's been speculation going to the Raiders, going to Dallas. I mean, why would he go to one of mm-hmm. those teams and start over, even the Chargers? It makes no sense to me. Chargers going to go from an aging Philip Rivers who's immobile to a Tom Brady that can't move? I mean, gosh dang it, Doc Dahlia, you could beat Brady in a race for the love of God. So I'm just saying there's no way. I mean, look, he missed Gronk big time. Edelman dropped
yes.
a lot of passes, which is uncharacteristic.
Yes.
But He's always had good, solid offensive lines. He's always got rid of the ball quickly. In the 20 years we've watched this guy play, he's never really taken that clean blindside hit. He feels the pressure. He's got that little clock in his head. He's good. If he's going to continue to play, he'll play in a Patriots uniform as far as I'm concerned, and not tarnish his legacy there and just go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm. Now, is Gronk coming back? Some people say that his sportscasting career that just started is probably going to end as quickly as it started. There's been rumors that Gronk may come back. You think so?
Well, I don't know. If he has a career in the booth like your pal Jason Witten, maybe he does come back. But here's the thing. Gronk's probably feeling healthy for the first time in his in the last, you know, decade plus because he just gets beat up. I mean, people, it takes four or five guys to tackle that guy like George Kittle for the Niners. You've got to jump on this guy and get on him, and he's been abused body-wise. So, you know, he's probably enjoying, you know, being able to feel good. And, you know, I know he wants to help his pal Brady out and maybe one more swan song. We'll see if he comes back like Witten did. And I'm glad Witten came back because Witten showed he still has the game. There's no question.
Big
but if Gronk, you know, if Gronk comes back, there's no doubt that they need him, but they also need a guy that can stretch the field. They had Gordon. They couldn't rely on him. Antonio Brown's a head case and a half. I hope the guy never plays again. But they need somebody that can stretch the field. They thought N'Keal Harry could be that guy. Look, he's only had a rough rookie season, so maybe he is that guy. But they need some speed. Mohamed Sanu is just a possession guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need to take some pressure off Brady. So
now, any latest on Antonio Brown? I mean, I know, you know, there was a second accusation, and everything's been kind of hush-hush. Any scoop that you've heard?
Well, here's the thing. When he went to New Orleans, that was supposed to be a private workout for the Saints. What does he do? He brings an entourage of 15 and a camera crew and all this stuff. I don't think the guy's going to be playing. I mean, I don't know if anybody really wants to take on that guy. We saw what he did. We all thought that the Raiders had the right guy as far as to build the offense around. And here's the thing. I feel bad for John Gruden and Mike Mayock. They built 60% of that playbook around Brown, whether he was going to be the guy or be a decoy. Lo and behold, what does he do? He flakes out, never plays it down. But the guy's messed up. I mean, what he's done in his personal life, the guy's just got some screws loose, and he needs to get some medical help. And maybe Doc Dahlia can recommend somebody.
It's a shame because from Football Man, he made that Steelers are hurting. So with Raiders, I live in Vegas. You live in Vegas. The stadium is exquisite. Raiders obviously struggling. They started off a little bit strong this season, but what do you think is going to happen when they come to Vegas? Do you think it's going to be a turnaround, or do you think it's going to take a few seasons?
No, Doc, I really think it's going to be top of the line. Now, we don't know if Derek Carr is going to be the answer. He'll have one more year to prove himself. He cannot be timid when he runs. They have the same stats, Tannehill and Carr, as far as throwing the football. But what's the difference? When Tannehill takes off and runs, he runs with vigor. He runs to get that first down. He's not intimidated. What does Derek Carr do? He looks to slide. He looks to get out of bounds. He's scared because he got hurt a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Cannot play like that in the NFL and be successful. If he can do that and change, he's still a guy that throws the ball really well. And the draft last year for the Raiders was paramount. It was outstanding. It was the best draft that I've seen an NFL team have. You get Hunter Renfro in round 5, Crosby in round 4, and you get 3 first-round picks. Abram never got on the field because of the injury. He'll be a stud. I'm telling you, the Raiders will make it. They will have free agents flock to Vegas. Why? No state tax is another reason, a little incentive there. But this new stadium, and who doesn't want to play in Vegas? 3 years, I will tell you, the Raiders will be in at least the AFC Championship game within 3 years.
Amen. So, Ken, how can people find you on Twitter, social media? Because you got a lot of facts, and I'm sure people want to follow you.
There you go. Monday through Friday on KDON, AM 720, 101.5 FM in Vegas, 50,000 watts on the AM side. And you know, I'm doing my show at night, 8 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. You pick that signal up in Washington, Oregon. Goes into British Columbia, for the love of God. So it is great. And then 101.5 on the FM side, at Ken Thompson 87. There's no P in Thompson, at SportsX Radio. Follow me there on Twitter.
All right, Ken, love you. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Doc Dahlia, have a great week and appreciate you big time.
Anytime. Bye. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In terms of job creation, the December jobs report from the Labor Department didn't quite meet analysts' expectations, but it wasn't a bad report either, as we hear from John Clemens.
Despite concerns over a trade war with China, the nation's economic expansion continued. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 145,000 in December, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in retail, trade, and healthcare, while mining lost jobs.
When you look at the reports for 2019, there are 2.1 million jobs added to the U.S. economy.
The Dow Jones Industrial Averages reached 29,000 this morning for the first time ever. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
crazy. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Representative Ilhan Omar, of Minnesota, had apparently said, which now has spurred huge controversy, that she is suffering post-traumatic stress disorder through the conversations of war that's been happening over the last week or two with the U.S.'s dealings with Iran. And, of course, that has now caused a poop storm among people who have real post-traumatic stress disorder, who are veterans, who are soldiers who have, you know, fought for this country, where if a discussion in Congress can elicit post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, then what the heck? How are you going to make decisions on national security? Now, I see what she was saying. This was her tweet, okay? I'm not here to defend anybody. I'm here to look at both sides. But what had happened is she said the trauma of war is not only felt by the soldier on the battlefield, it is felt by the child huddled under the bed as bombs go off outside her window. I am that child in here in Congress and will always speak out against war. So after fleeing Somalia, Omar and her family lived in a Kenyan refugee camp for years before moving to the United States when Omar was 12 years old. So she is bringing up in this tweet, if I could be fair, you know, she's bringing up that she has a connection to war. She was a victim. And so she takes the conversation of war seriously. And she's opening up about her diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, which I couldn't imagine being a child under those conditions, you know. But it makes a lot of people feel on edge that if we are having an issue and some serious issues with another country, that we have leaders, legislators, people making policy that no matter what, because of a condition that they have or personal feelings, those are going to supersede national security interests. That's a problem. I mean, I as a doctor may have a huge issue with Nazis. A huge issue with Nazis. It doesn't matter. When I was in the ER doc, or in my office, urgent care, whatever, you had a swastika on your chest, I still took care of you with the same degree of passion to get you better and to keep you alive than a non-Nazi. My personal beliefs have no bearing on what is needed to be done at the situation at hand. And so what she went through as a child is very traumatizing. Post-traumatic stress disorder happens to anybody who either went through something very, very traumatizing in their life or saw something, heard something, had a horrible mishap, whether it was through military, through their job, through a rape, through, you know, watching their mother die. And you may re-experience the trauma with flashbacks and nightmares. You may avoid people, have emotional numbness, feel jumpy, get irritated, lose concentration, have rapid heart rate, maybe have a panic attack. There's a whole variety of different symptoms that you can get with post-traumatic stress disorder. But she is in a position, right, of rulemaking and policymaking. And make no mistake about it, the United States will be in a war again in the future. We hope it doesn't happen. Republicans feel the same way. Nobody's pro-war. We hope that never happens. But war is inevitable. It always is. We've been a country now for how many hundreds of years? And things will escalate. Things will happen. We don't want to even imagine what the next war could be. I'm thinking about that bot on the Mandalorian, right? You know, robots coming in, right? Or droids, right? That are drones that can do the shooting. So it's a frightening thought to a lot of us. But if you have asked your constituents to vote you in to be there in Congress, then that assumes you are going to be doing your job and not putting personal preference or biases, and putting your personal preferences and biases aside. You know, I may think a country is pretty cool because I have a few buddies in that country. But then I have no position being in Congress If I'm going to say, no, you know what, I got some friends in that country, no thank you. Uh-uh. Or, you know what, this talk is kind of making me feel ill. I'm just against war no matter what. Whatever the case, I'm against war. It's concerning. Now, people do this all the time. You'd be a little bit more smart about it. You know? I mean, there are people that are anti-abortion, and they will, no matter what, never vote for money to go towards Planned Parenthood. You have people that are pro-choice, pro-abortion. That could be different. Don't have to be pro-choice and pro-abortion. But you have people that are pro-choice, they'll say, no matter what, Planned Parenthood's going to get funding. So, yes, you do have those alliances and those sort of, you know, commitments that certain congressional leaders will make. But I have not heard of a successful politician basically open up and say, look, anything that has to do with war, I'm voting against. Sorry, I'm anti-war. I mean, maybe they have, and, you know, during the 60s, and, you know, maybe that did get them elected temporarily. But what do people care about in America? We care about being safe. We care about people putting aside their own personal preferences and putting America first. Democrats and Republicans agree on this. America comes first. Shouldn't be about you. You shouldn't be about your neighbor. Shouldn't be about what your personal family or your personal endeavors, you know, and your coffers and your bank accounts need. It should be what makes this country stronger. For a lot of liberals, they think opening our borders and having illegal immigrants come in and, you know, is something that will better America. For the other side, they think that not taking care of our own first is a problem, and to, you know, have stricter borders would protect America. But when I hear legislators, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, come up with something and say this is going to improve America or the world. You know, even with a lot of the global warming legislation, some of us are scratching our head going, what the hell are they talking about? At least there is a hint of, you know, unselfish. Yeah, there's at least a hint of this is for the better good of either the country or the world or whatever. Okay, I could buy that. But if you say, look, I was traumatized. I mean, for example, let's say you were raped. Okay, I was raped. A bunch of people out there raped. I think a man is going to rape in that situation. So no, I am not going to make policy. That would be ridiculous. That would be absolute BS. Because not all men rape. That's a select few that's out there. Real pieces of crap, few that are out there. But, you know, you also have women predators as well. So just because something traumatizing happened to you doesn't mean that you have to commit to policy that, you know, limits any sort of action that could possibly put America at risk. That's the point I'm trying to make with that. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So making headlines today is researchers telling you to lose fat in your tongue. Have you guys ever done tongue exercises? No. I mean, I guess, you know, when I eat, I move my tongue a lot. When I talk, hard to lose weight in your tongue. But what they're trying to say is a lot of us have sleep apnea. And if you have a big, fat tongue, it clogs your mouth when you sleep, and you don't get good air, and you start to lose the amount of oxygen going to your brain, and other tissues. 1 billion people globally suffer from obstructive sleep apnea. There's two types of sleep apnea, two major types. You got the central sleep apnea, where there's something going on in the brain where you just stop breathing, have these episodes of stopping breathing. But then you have obstructive sleep apnea, where everything's working for you to breathe, but you have something blocking the airway. It could be big tonsils. It could be you being overweight, having a big neck and a small oropharynx or posterior pharynx, back of the throat, or you having a big tongue. And so when I've diagnosed sleep apnea in people, I'll open their mouth, and I could tell without even testing them that they don't have a large enough airway if they're mouth breathers, and they probably don't get enough air. And a big tongue can be part of it. So some of us snore, choke, gasp, or stop breathing periodically through the night. That's not healthy. So Penn Medicine sleep specialist Dr. Richard Schwab, lead author of this new study, said the question then was, if you reduce the fat in your tongue, does that improve your sleep apnea? And according to the paper, they said yes. Apparently a previous study by him and his team found obese people with obstructive sleep apnea had considerably larger tongues with higher percentages of tongue fat than obese people. So how do you get your tongue skinnier? Well, you just have to lose weight overall. The study shows that if you reduce excess fat in general, if you lose weight, you can reduce tongue size. That's according to Dr. Raj Dasgupta, a sleep specialist at Keck Medicine at the University of Southern California. He was not involved in the study, but he commented. So in this new paper from Penn, the researchers used MRI imaging to measure the effect on upper airways of a 10% weight loss in 67 obese patients. The images showed reducing tongue fat was the primary reason overall sleep apnea scores improved by 31%. They say the more tongue fat you lost, the more your apnea improved. So I'm looking at an MRI that shows before and after weight loss, and you can see the fat start to shrink in a person who lost a pretty good amount of weight. But I mean, you have to lose a good amount of weight. You can't just lose 5 pounds. So obstructive sleep apnea is where something obstructs the airflow. And the reason why you make noise is because there's resistance. For those of you guys that had to take physics in high school, which to me was traumatizing, you learned that with airway resistance, you increase noise. That's why when you pass gas, it makes a sound like that, especially if you have hemorrhoids and other issues. So less airway room for air, more noise. So when I hear somebody snoring on a plane, I know it's their tongue or their throat or something that's preventing air from getting through, and it's making noise. So when you don't get enough air, you're not getting enough oxygen. That could affect the brain. It could raise your blood pressure. Could contribute to depression. Could also cause you to gain more weight. I mean, I'm wondering if a lot of people want to lose weight, just need to get more oxygen, if that helps their metabolism. And then, of course, you're at risk for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. 30 million people in America alone have obstructive sleep apnea, and those are people diagnosed. There's a good chance that you or I could have it. I mean, I don't have somebody watch me sleep, and I haven't done a sleep study, but there's a chance that you stop breathing in your sleep. If I have a dream about Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen, I'm going to say right now, I'm holding my breath. Because I'm like, oh, he's so handsome. They say the cost to America is about $150 billion a year. Productivity, accidents, other healthcare issues. But they say if we diagnose and treat every American, we could save more than $100 billion each year. And I don't even care about the money. I have said this for a long time. You need to get a sleep study. If you have high blood pressure, if you're overweight, you know, heck, if you're over 40. I think it's so important to know what happens when we sleep. We spend, what, a quarter of our day, maybe, I don't know, a fifth to a quarter of our day sleeping. Don't you think it's kind of important to see what's going on in our sleep? It should be more than like a third. I mean, honestly, you should be sleeping about 8 to 9 hours a day, so it should be over a third, but a lot of us don't. But still, that big part of our day, why aren't we looking at our health when we're asleep? And I've said for years, if we could add oxygen Or add CPAP, which is continuous positive airway pressure that pushes just regular air into us so we could get more oxygen. I bet we can improve our metabolism. We can improve our moods. We can improve our energy. We can improve our weight. Prevent blood pressure. You know, in medical school, I learned that a lot of heart attacks and strokes happen at about like 4 or 5 in the morning. Very, very early morning. Either right before somebody wakes up or right as somebody wakes up. When my dad died, it was first thing in the morning. And my theory was sleep apnea. My guess is a lot of people, they struggle throughout the night. And when you're struggling to not get enough oxygen, the body really has to work. So that if you're already vulnerable, and it just is the last straw, if something bad's going to happen, it's going to happen during your sleep apnea. I know it's a bold statement, but I wouldn't be surprised if 90%+ of these early morning strokes and heart attacks that people have are because of sleep apnea. So then let's go on CPAP. Let's treat it. A lot of people are like, well, I don't want to, you know, sleep with something on my face, and I can't sleep with something on my face. And I get it. A lot of us can't sleep. I get that. It's hard to sleep. I couldn't sleep with something on my face. We're animals. We don't like things on our face. How many of you sit there and, you know, tickle your cat's noses and mouths and you play around with their face? They really don't like it. They don't like people touching their face. A lot of us don't, you know? I mean, I like getting kissed, but that's about, other than that, leave my face alone. Because I want to eat and I want to sleep, leave my face alone. So, you know, until we find some easier ways, and there are cool masks and things like that out there, but until we find, you know, just the right sort of way to get that extra air into us, and mind you, it's not going to be easy. I mean, look at what we're trying to do. You have a body or a throat or a tongue or a face built to prevent you from getting all the air that you need. It's going to take work. Some people even need surgery. They need their jaw moved. Or they need their tonsils taken out. Or they need things trimmed down. I mean, there are a lot of different, treatments out there that are pretty involved. But a lot of people don't like the machine. They say they got runny nose, dry mouth, nosebleeds. Some of their bed partners don't like it. There's a lot of tubes and all that. Non-compliance of CPAP equipment was probably 34% from a study in 2016, looking at 20 years of data. So, then lose weight. If you don't want to do the machine, then lose weight. You know, I stopped nose breathing in my sleep. I trained myself to breathe through my nose for most of my sleep because, you know, I didn't want to have bad breath and I didn't want my husband to, you know, have to smell breath in the morning. So I would kind of keep my mouth shut. And I would train myself that you don't get enough air through your nose. So now I train myself to open my mouth and sleep, and now I'm noisier. But, you know, I'm just noisy as it is, awake or asleep. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.